HKJ, we now have 81 degrees at 97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia. Thanks once again to Shannon Davidson joining me this morning on Community Focus. Now we're going to continue talking about Hall County Commission matters, and David Gibbs, Hall County Commission Chairman, joining me live at our studios this morning. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it very much. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Good to be here with you. Good to see you again.
I appreciate it very much. So let's go ahead and talk about what happened last night at the Hall County Commission meeting. The biggest thing is the ratification of the purchase of the Grubbs Market property. So let's talk about the idea. You went ahead, and I've got the recording of last night's meeting. We're going to have it on our website later on. So the idea is, let everybody understand, and the county attorney read it, about ratification and what it's all about, please.
Well, the way I read the code, he sent it to me email because I asked for it, is a ratification basically is when you have an emergency, okay? And that's when you have, let's say, something just like we had at the jail, you know, the boiler, the big hot water heater went out, so we have to have hot water for the inmates. So they go ahead and purchase that because it's an emergency, because it's, you know, it's life, welfare, you know, it affects that, so we have to have it. So then they go ahead and do that, and then we ratify the purchase in our next voting meeting. So ratification is nothing more really than an emergency that has to be ratified later because of a catastrophe or a flood or a tornado or something like that, something that we have to have immediately.
And really, ratification is basically confirming something that's already been done. So it was like nobody really knew that the property had been already purchased by the county, and they being the other commissioners, just wanted to confirm that this had been done last night.
That's correct. You know, the ratification, it's basically done backwards. So you're purchasing something and then you're ratifying it to legally justify, to make the purchase legal, but you're purchasing it before you've had a public vote in a public meeting, which is the way the rules are written to be transparent with the citizens of Hall County, and they have a right to know what is going on.
And nothing in what our county attorney read last night has anything to do with land purchase.
I specifically read it, and I asked a question. There's not one word in ratification code per Hall County that says anything, even in Robert's Rules, about land purchase. Not one word.
So I thought about later on after the meeting last night, and I heard the meeting that we have streamed on our radio station website. It was like, so I go back to talk to Brian Lackey, the city manager of Gainesville, last month. Is that I know there is an idea about the county and city working together on a parking deck. And it was like, okay, if the county does decide to put the courthouse in downtown Gainesville, yet there's still no location that has been decided, where is the property that the city owns compared to what the county bought in this Grubbs Market property?
Absolutely. That's what most folks don't understand. And it's not that they don't understand. Unless you're involved with it, you really don't have any reason to know exactly what's going on. But it's my job as the county commission chairman to facilitate these meetings, and I'm under oath to make sure that we go by our guidelines and our rules, and also what is legal to do as Hall County commissioners. So anyway, back to the parking deck.
Uh-huh.
And you know, as you know, Mike, I worked for the city for 30 years at the fire department, and I love the city of Gainesville. I love everybody, but it's got to be fair and good for all municipalities. It's got to be fair, and it's got to make sense for everyone. That's our job. So the city, maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I want to say, I think I was at the fire department, been gone about 4 years. They purchased the property where the old Gainesville paint building used to be for a parking deck. I mean, it's no secret. They purchased it for specifically a parking deck. They have no parking over there in Midtown. They need parking, and I understand that. So they bought it for a parking deck. So now the Grubbs Market is what they, you know, what was there. It's called Grubbs Market. You say Grubbs Market, but that was the name of the business in that building there.
Right.
And it sits behind CVS and Danny's Donuts. So it sits on the corner of the property that the city's already purchased, okay? So that completes that area, that little block, to where they can build their parking deck. So the county goes in and purchases that piece of property for supposedly future parking deck with the IGA, intergovernmental agreement with the city and the county, which is done a lot. I mean, if it works for both, it's fantastic. We're all here for all the citizens. I mean, that's just what it is. So we purchased a piece of property with no, let me understand this, with no IGA, no agreement, nothing. We do not know anything about what it's going to cost, actually, what it's going to cost the city or the county. So this is to protect both municipalities. It's not, it's just business 101. So we've purchased a piece of property, and according to what they said, is, you know, for the, you know, speculating that we're going to build a parking deck there.
That's the big thing, is speculating that property. So let's go ahead and get into details. You got into a heated discussion with Commissioners Billy Powell and Jeff Stowe, and also with our interim county administrator, with John Gentry. This, let everybody know, you did not know that this purchase had taken place, correct?
I'm going to clarify that.
Please.
I want to be very clear. And Greg Poole said it. I said it. We never discussed in any meeting we had about closing that piece of property. Nor can you vote in executive session to purchase a piece of property. And you're supposed to have 5 full board consent to do, you know, let's say we want, you know, the agreement was to do a contract to purchase that piece of property, okay? Mm-hmm. To go ahead and secure the contract. You can do that, but you're not purchasing anything. So you have the right to do that to protect the county and all parties involved, where, you know, if they know you don't want it out there to where they drive the price up or it gets really complicated. So you can do the contracts. That's no problem. You're not doing anything. You're not buying anything. But it has to be full board consent, and it was not full board consent. There was 2 of us that was never good with it because, like I said, we do not know exactly what we're doing. So how can you agree to something that you really don't even know what we're doing? We have a piece of property sitting there surrounded by city property with no agreements, nothing. We have not voted on a location for the courthouse, which is going to be the single largest expenditure of taxpayer money that Hall County has ever seen. We have not voted and secured a location in a public meeting, period.
So is the next step keeping this property and getting an IGA with the city, or we just got a piece of property we can sell later on?
Well, you know, they was talking about IGAs, but we don't have anything signed. We don't have any negotiation back and forth. We don't have anything signed. We don't have anything concrete, you know. So I don't know where it's at. I don't know where they stand on that because there's nothing been finalized.
I just go back to the days, and I can say this, as he's no longer with this, the late George Wangeman. And I remember talking with him back to the Bridge to Nowhere. It was like when they were looking at putting a luxury convention hotel across the street there, and it was like it just didn't work out. And I said, George, are you specing this property? And he wrote me, he said, yeah. So it's like, you know, government sure didn't have any business speculating property, should they? Isn't that what's really happening?
On the grubs, you're talking about speculating?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, obviously, Mike, yes, it is. And the problem is we've never secured the location. Why would you buy a piece of property where you have nothing secured? It makes no business sense whatsoever. I mean, we should have secured the property first and then went and decided what we need to purchase to make this project happen. But the other problem I have is we're buying a piece of property when we've got, you know, they're going around college like Gene Cobb, and he's been in the paper. It's no secret. I'm not making this up. They've went to Gene and several other people up there and said they was going to do appraisals on their property, and they wanted to buy the property. And I didn't know the letter was sent. I never read the letter.
And they being a real estate company.
A real estate company that was hired by Hall County staff to conduct appraisals on properties in speculation of where they want to put the courthouse. But there again, it's never been voted on where the courthouse is going to sit.
And you said last night to your administrator, John Gentry, there last night, you have to trust your staff, and you knew nothing about this.
About which part?
About the College Avenue, even, about the appraisals, and then all of a sudden.
We did know there was going to do appraisals. No, that's not true.
Well, the appraisals, yeah, but then going to it now, it's gone past that point, though.
Yes.
Letting Gene Cobb, the others go, we're going to buy your property or else.
Yes, and what you got to understand is the majority of the board normally, not in consent, it's got to be five. And see, I have to understand this and prove all of this. And I'm a year and a half in, and I've read Robert's Rules. I've studied a lot, but I don't know everything. Okay.
Sure.
So now I understand, and I knew it, but now I've proved that you have to have full board consent in executive session, or you have to come out and go to a voting meeting. So now I know that. It was said last night. I knew it. So it's actually been done wrong, okay? And they say, well, it's the way we've always done it. I understand that. It's a way of life. But that don't mean it was done correctly. Mm-hmm. And it's my job as chairman to make sure that things get done in the correct manner for the people of the county. I'm under oath to do that, and that's what I'm going to do.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus is a stated version is Hall County Commission Chairman David Gibbs. So you said right there, the standpoint of there's a trust issue, isn't there, somewhere between you, the commissioners, Mr. Gentry, and the staff in this whole matter?
You know, Mike, I've been thinking about that. I don't really know if they've just done it this way forever, and they just really don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Yep. I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything.
So how do you correct it, though, David?
I just corrected it. We're not doing it that way anymore. So we're going to run executive session correctly. We're going to run this county correctly, and we're going to run it by the rules. We're going to go by Robert's Rules of Order. We're going to go by our codes, and we're going to do what's ethically correct for the citizens of this county.
All right, so last night the meeting went after you had the discussion. The motion was made second, and then Jeff Stowe, Billy Powell, and Kathy Cooper by phone voting in favor of ratification. What's the next step
on the ratification?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, it was my understanding we was just securing the property, you know, purchase sale agreement. So anyway, And they can say what they want to, but you know, I signed a lot of documents, and I thought, you know, I have to sign to even do the purchase-sale agreement. And somehow it got closed, and whether that was, you know, if it's kind of my fault, I don't know. But if I wasn't real clear, it was not presented to me in a way to where they said, we're going to part. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It never was done that way. And you can say he's not telling truth, whatever, but that's the God's honest truth. I did not know they was going to go ahead and close that property. I assumed we was going to secure it and then go to a voting meeting and vote and legally do the deal, the purchase, and then it's the right way it's supposed to be.
In the idea, though, what's the hurry?
I asked it several times. I've asked it the whole time, me and Greg, what's the hurry? There is no hurry. There is no emergency. Slow down, get it right, and let's take a breath and figure out where we're going, how much money we're going to have to spend. You'll never know the exact figure. You know how that works. You cannot figure the exact figure, but we can come pretty close. We have $125 million in the splosh, $20 million for a parking deck, and that's what we told the people we're going to spend. And I think it was on a referendum that we would not take any bonds. We was only going to spend what was in the splosh, $125 million. That's what we told the people, and that's the only thing I will agree to. Now, if that gets changed and I get outvoted, then that's just what it is. I'm not a dictator, nor should I be. We have a board, and they should be able to make their decisions. But if I get outvoted, it's not because David Gibbs wants to do it.
But the voters voted last November, sir, on how much money was going to be spent with SPLOST money to build a courthouse wherever.
That's correct.
So it's like, how could the commissioners come back and say, well, it's not going to be not enough. We got to put bonds. Wouldn't they have to go back before the voters?
No.
Really?
Not to my knowledge. You got to understand, three votes does it's three votes, okay?
Sure.
That's the way it's set up. That's the way it should be. One person should not be able to make decisions without, you know, that's why we have elections. That's why we have representation.
But my point again is, if the commissioners, okay, it's going to cost more than we thought, because Mr. Powell, for example, said, well, no, this is just the starting point, and we're going to put bonds. Should it go back to the voters again in the future? See what I'm saying?
That would be a legal question for our attorney.
I
can find that out for you, because I don't want to speak on something
sure,
I don't know. I just don't do that.
Sure.
But what I can tell you is, we agreed that we was only going to spend $125 million on the structure and $20 million on the parking deck. That's what we agreed on. It was in the paper. It was talked about. And I'm pretty sure it was spelled out in the referendum also.
Right.
So if that's what we told the citizens we're going to do, that's what I'm going to stand by.
Okay. As a citizen now, is there any way in the world that you could build a courthouse in downtown Gainesville on College Avenue? Because you got to buy property, you got to tear down property, you got to look at the infrastructure, and then you're tens of millions of dollars already into this process.
All right, Mike, you're exactly right. So if we go, and it's going to cost $20 to $30 million for land acquisition. I'm telling you right now, it's going to cost every bit of that. We do not know the consequential damages of these people that's been there, like the laundromat's been there.
Forever.
60, 70 years. Yeah. So what is it worth to them? They don't want to move, and you are affecting their livelihood just like the other folks over there. Not every building. Some of them's probably empty. But most of them, you are affecting their lives. So what is that worth in money? We don't know. Nobody can answer the question. So if you spend $20, $30 million on land, then you have to do the renovation, the demolition, knock all of that down. Who on God's earth knows what that's going to cost? What's under the ground? There's sulfur springs under that ground. I worked for the city forever, so I knew that there's a lot of stuff under that ground over there that when you start putting a shovel in it, you're going to find some stuff that you may not want to deal with. But once you break ground, you have no choice but to go forward and finish the project. We don't know what it's going to cost, and I don't like surprises. So with that being said, you know, if you spend $20, $30 million on land out of the $125 million, I mean, and then you got to do all the rest, the infrastructure, the, you know, the demolition. So the question is, what's going to be left for the actual structure? This is just common sense business 101. You can do it in your head. So That's the big question for me and Greg that we've been harping on. We just want to know what we're voting on, because at this point, we don't even know what we're voting on. We're just voting to do a project with no end to the cost. And that's not right.
That's what I want you to do, to go discuss that to the listeners and let them understand, as citizens of Hall County, what we're facing with options there for this new courthouse. So from the standpoint, has there been any studies at all looking at building a structure and then what it would cost to build it?
Yes, there has been some studies. This was going on before I took office, okay?
Sure.
And when I came in, I didn't know that. You know, of course, I'm coming in. I don't know what all's took place. So there had been studies, space studies, you know, all this, and it started out at about 500,000 square feet, if you can believe that or not, for a courthouse, which is...
Let everybody know, a current courthouse is how big?
The current courthouse is 150,000 square feet, okay?
Okay.
I've been in it. They're out of room. They finished out all their closets. It was actually built a little bit small, in my opinion, and everybody else's opinion, when I was at the fire department. It was actually built too small, and it was also built... The architectural part of it, you cannot go up because it was not built to withstand the weight of the extra floors. Okay? So that's a big mistake. You say, how did that happen? I don't know. I don't know if it was on the contractor's end or the county's end, but how was that missed? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, how was that missed? Because if I was in there, I'd be like, you know, we're going to grow. And we're landlocked over here. Uh-huh. So why would you build a building that you can't go out? So obviously you got to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that and set that up to where you can never expand that building? I don't know. I'm not blaming anybody, but it happened, and now we got to deal with it.
But with that, too, there's not been any public input so far. I know you were wanting public hearings to take place, and finally last night Mr. Gentry finally said there's going to be a public hearing about this.
Yes, I said I want 2 to 3 public hearings on the courthouse, because I feel like in the biggest purchase that Hall County's ever seen, and the location, you need to be involved. I mean, if you don't want people to be involved, then I don't know what that really means, because I'm here for one thing, and that's you and everybody else in this county. You know, we just want to make sure, David Gibbs wants to make sure that we get this courthouse in the spot that is the best vision for the growth and the future for Hall County and our kids and our grandkids, and make sure it's right, because once that building is planted, it's not moving. And you're talking a lot of money that's going to affect this county and our kids and the future for eternity. It's just going to be there forever. And if we don't get it right, just like building that one they're in now, where you can't expand it, you know, that wasn't right. We've got to get it right and put it to bed and know where we're going and have a long-term strategic plan, and we don't have any problems. That's what we got to do.
All right, here's the hardball question for you, sir. Is that when I mentioned about correction, can we correct what took place with the purchase of this Grubbs Market building and maybe get our money back?
You can get, that was my question, okay? You know, the ratification is when you finalize the deal, okay? And it legally has to be done because we have to vote on it in a public meeting.
Right.
We have to do that. That proves that. But it was done backwards, and that's where I got a problem with. Why would you do it backwards? There's no reason to do it backwards. Just do the right thing. Do the right process. And then you don't ever have to look back. You don't have to worry about it. But we're here. That's what happened. But it will never happen again under my leadership. You know, because I'm still learning a few things, too. I don't know everything. I'm human, okay? So.
All right. So if we own the property, I said before, so if we own it and we don't build a courthouse downtown, then we can sell it properly, right?
That's absolutely correct. It belongs to Hall County.